Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski.
And I am David Magner.
Today we are here with Patty Gable, the founder of Stardust Move Managers. We are looking forward to hearing about how you are able to assist seniors and their families. Patty founded Stardust Move Managers in 2014 after co-founding another senior move management company. And prior to other positions she has held, she is a registered nurse, which I'm sure gives a different perspective on senior moves. Thank you, Patty, for being here with us today. What is a senior move manager, and how did you get started in this industry?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. A senior move manager is a professional who specializes in assisting older adults and their families with the emotional and physical aspects of relocation and or aging in place. 19 years ago, I got a call from a very dear friend who I'd gone to high school with wanting to start a business. And she was very excited about an article that she had read in Newsweek magazine, when there were still magazines, about a woman who had started a business in the Philadelphia area called Senior Move Management. And this woman had taken a leave from her job and helped her mother, who was aging at their home and needing to not live there anymore, to find an assisted living community to help her get organized, downsize, and move to that community, and then took care of emptying the house, selling it, and clearing everything out. After that, she decided that this could be something that might make sense as a business because the population was beginning to age and the numbers were huge moving forward as to how many people were going to be aging, and the senior communities were popping up all over the place. So she quit her job and she started a business. And then over the years, the next few years, she found 16 other people doing the same, and they got together in 2022 and formed the National Association of Senior Move Managers. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it to be a profession. So they got together, they incorporated, and they put together a code of ethics, a mission statement, and then they took off and grew this little small industry into now over 1,000 senior move managers in the United States, Canada, and in Europe. Hmm. So when my friend and I decided in 2025 to start a business, we looked into this, we got in touch with the, we call it NASM people, and found out what we needed to do to join that association. And so we went to a conference, met the other move managers, and our company took off.
That's great. So, Patty, why should someone hire a senior move manager instead of, you know, doing it themselves?
Good question. As everybody knows, us in this room and everybody out there listening, moving is really tough. Right? I mean, moving is, whether it's a small move to a big move, it's really tough. There's so much to do. And for a senior moving, they are doing something a little bit different. They're downsizing. Okay? So there are multiple decisions that have to be made when you're in the downsizing process. Also, besides all the work that has to be done at the house downsizing to move into the community they've chosen, or an apartment, or even in with family, they are working with many other people. They're working with realtors. They're working with the community they're moving into. They're working with their doctors. They're working with their family. So they have so much to do that hiring an outside professional to manage the move is a really smart choice.
And probably less stress for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the stress of moving is all the decisions that have to be made, all the people you have to communicate with, and the physical side of things. And we will address, I'm sure, the emotional side of moving. especially for a senior, because they're letting go of things that are very much part of their history and their life.
That's actually what my next question was. How do you handle the emotional and psychological aspects of the moving for seniors?
Well, the first thing we do is we get to know them as people. So when I am called to visit with a senior who's interested in possibly hiring a senior move manager, I visit them and listen to them talk about the move and how they feel about it. They show me their home. They show me what's really important to them. They know they're downsizing, so they've already started picking the things that they love. But when we get into the real nitty-gritty of downsizing, all the things in the house, you know, the collections, the photo albums, the clothes, the artwork, then it's a matter of, hopefully we've built up a trust relationship, and then we can start suggesting to them what to let go of. We can help them go through the decision of cutting down from maybe 24 of their favorite teacups to 4 of their favorite teacups, and what they can do with the ones that they're not going to be able to bring. We do a lot of homework in that we look at where they're moving to, so we know how much space they have to work with. So we bring that knowledge back to them and we say, okay, we've measured your closets and there's X amount of hanging space at the new community, but you have twice that much here. So when we talk to them about the facts, inches versus inches, then they get it and they start to be able to let go of things. But it's definitely a process, and it's a process we let them talk and talk to us about memories and what's important and how they feel about things. And then we suggest and we get them to let go of things.
Mm-hmm. Which can be a very difficult process for them, I'm sure. Let's get into what specific services do senior move managers provide to assist older adults during this whole entire moving process.
Okay, so the first thing we do is after the initial meeting, we create a floor plan. So we look at where they're moving to and where they are. And we help, they pick out the furniture they want, and then we literally do a physical floor plan of these pieces of furniture in this room, and that room. They're moving from a house of maybe 2, 3, 4 bedrooms to a one-bedroom apartment, or a two-bedroom at the most apartment. So we have to look at what's gonna fit. So we do a floor plan first. Once that's done, everybody kind of relaxes, like, okay, now I know what's going. My favorite couch, my mother's desk, my husband's college chair, it's all gonna fit. You know, we've got the right size bed and night tables and my favorite slipper chair. So those little things are big things, but it's done, and then we can move on. And then we get into, after that, organizing, sorting, downsizing. So we go through the entire house, all the different rooms, what from the kitchen can go, what from the bathrooms, the closets, the tchotchkes, as we say, all the collectibles that are gonna fit, lamps, everything in that house, attic, house, basement, garage. So we're downsizing, and as we're going through the process, we're picking what's gonna go and what's not gonna go. After that, we get movers in for estimates so that they know how much it's gonna cost to do the physical move with the mover who will provide the materials, the truck, and the guys, okay? Then we arrange for shipment of items for family members that are not going to the community but going out to family. We pack on a packing day everything that's going. We next day move everything over to the new community apartment, whatever, unload the truck, and then my staff and I come in and we unpack everything, put it away according to the plan we made, the floor plan and all the downsizing we did, and then get rid of all the boxes and paper, and the residents come into their new home with everything put away and set up like a miniature version of what they left.
That's great.
Yeah.
And how many people are part of your team that does this?
So I have a team of 7 move managers who are all trained. I have various levels. I have a team leader who's in charge of the job and initially starts working with the client one-on-one with the downsizing, sorting, floor plan. Then when we get to moving day, I have other people come in to help with the packing, and then on unpacking day, I have 5 or 6 of the staff to unpack, so we get it done quickly, and hopefully it's a 2 to 3 day process.
So how do people get started as far as that you meet with them, you discuss what their needs are, and then you provide an estimate to them? Is that how they figure out what everything is going to entail and cost and time and all that, the time it will take and all that?
Yes, so I do an initial free consultation. Once I'm contacted, sometimes the community will contact me and say, Mrs. So-and-so is gonna call you. She's moving here, but she really needs help. She's overwhelmed. So I get a call from the client and then we set up a free consultation, usually an hour and a half. And I go through the house. I write down a lot of things. I get a sense of how big the move is, how she feels about it, or the couple feels about it. And then I provide an estimate. And it's an hourly estimate. So I guess estimate how many hours it's going to take for us to do all the things that she needs. Okay, then the process starts once she signs the contract, and the team lead who I assign will go in and actually begin the floor plan, first thing we do. And then she'll move into the sorting, room by room, the downsizing, and then we'll get move up to pack day, unpack day, and then back to the house to finish getting rid of what's left.
So if there's a family member, say a daughter or a son that lives out of town, but their mom or dad or both live here in Connecticut, are you able to work with the person that lives out of town to kind of start the process with the parents? Because maybe they're not capable of, you know, handling the big move because it's a lot of stress.
Exactly, yes. Yes, so we work with, well, you're right, families live all over the place. And so quite often, one of the reasons senior move management became so needed was because of the fact that people didn't have family nearby to help. Or even if they live nearby, they have full lives. You know, they're working, they have children in school, you know, they just don't have the time. Nor do they know how to do it. It's not an easy task. So what happens with the kids who live away, the adult children, we communicate with them, you know, phone, FaceTime, emails, but with the client, the senior is our client, so we work directly with them. We find out from the children how much they need to be involved or not. And frankly, the less they're involved, the better for everyone. They're happier.
Absolutely.
And we're happier because then we can really do our job. We can really do our job. So, you know, this is a service that a lot of sometimes the adult children say, well, I can do that and I can do that. But the reality is, it's very hard to do it in a way that it's going to create success when that's not your job, mm-hmm. and you have limited time.
It's very overwhelming.
Very.
And sometimes it kind of breaks up the process that should be more streamlined. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a plan. We make a plan when we go in. And you do A before you do B before you do C. And sometimes what happens is when family gets involved, you know, they're going to do F before A even started. And it just, things just have to get redone. And it creates anxiety and chaos. And in the end, it's not good for the client who's the senior who's moving. Mm-hmm. This is the one person that we want to support and reduce the stress, not increase it.
Great. So, Patty, how do our listeners today get in touch with you regarding the program if they're interested in more information or having you help them move?
Well, I have a website. It's www.stardustmoves.com. They can call me or email me directly. They can put in a request on the website. Do you want me to give my number?
Yes.
Sure, okay. That'd be helpful.
So 203-569-6016. They also, if they don't live in the area, which many people don't, or they live here but they're moving away to be near their kids, they can look on the website of the National Association and find a senior move manager in the area that they're moving to. Okay, that's the wonderful thing about our association, is that we do what we call job shares, where maybe Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who live here in Bridgeport, are going to move out to, say, Chicago to be near their kids. I can start them on this end, get them prepared, get them the mover, get them downsized, and then I can have a senior move manager in Chicago accept the truck, when it arrives, unload it, and unpack them.
Oh, that's great.
And vice versa. So over the 18 years or 19 years I've been in business, I've done multiple moves where people are coming from West Coast to East Coast, going from East Coast to West Coast, and there's a move manager on either end. Mm-hmm. And that's what also is one of the biggest benefits of our national association.
Yeah, phenomenal. So Patty, thank you for joining Mary and I on today's podcast. We greatly appreciate your time and sharing just how valuable Stardust Move Managers can be to so many people in our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK. That's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.